Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, we're going to get back into another week here for you, coming off a tough one there on homecoming against a tough ADM team. Sounded like, you know, they just kind of were able to do a little bit more of what they wanted to do, get those speed guys out there in space, and they were able to have some success running the ball against you.
Yeah, we weren't quite doing our job there on defense. We were okay in the first half. I think they kind of caught us by the kids by surprise with their speed. That we were telling them all week that they're good, that they're going to come out in their first drive. They kind of punched us in the mouth there and ran the ball really well. But overall, our kids responded well. We got it back to 14-13. We had a drop touchdown on fourth down there that could have made it. Going into half, I think 27-20, that would have been a big momentum shifter. We got it back within 20-27. So the kids fought back the whole game, and then the floodgates kind of opened there late in the third, early fourth quarter that we didn't really have an answer. That, you know, they responded. We had some drop passes. We had some touchdowns called back on a couple plays earlier in the third quarter there too. And, you know, they just executed better. They had their big plays hit. Ours didn't. They made the routine play, and we didn't. And that was, you know, the big difference in the game, that they executed and played really well.
It sounds like, you know, I guess the positives to take away is that the guys kept fighting, you know, despite maybe making some mistakes or just not quite making that play when you had the opportunity to. They were still trying to fight and hang right in there in the game.
Yeah, we talked about after the game, you know, you got to make the routine play. You got to put yourself in that position, which we were in the right position. Now it's about following through and making the routine play when we need to. So we're getting to the right spot. We're in the right location, both offensively and defensively. Now we've got to catch the ball, hit the hole, or make the tackle. And that was the big difference. They executed better than us. And, you know, it showed on the scoreboard that they're really well coached. They're really fast. And, you know, they beat us to the edge. And that was the main difference in the game.
Well, you turn your attention to another strong district opponent here in the Harlan Cyclones, obviously a very strong team, ranked number one for a reason, defending state champions, a lot of players out there that you're familiar with and have played against, you know, another tall task. It's going to be, I guess, kind of one of those situations like you talked about with your guys. They're going to have to make all those plays in order to beat a team like this.
Yeah, the team up north does a really good job of executing. It's another disciplined, sound football team that – they don't break. You're going to have to earn everything on offense and on defense. They make the routine play, and they don't have a ton of penalties. They're sound, they're disciplined, and they're really good that, you know, you got to make those routine plays. You got to put yourself in the right position, and we got to execute this week.
Well, in Tegan Kasperbauer back with a ton of experience there at the quarterback spot, and he's got a number of guys that he likes to turn to. They've got multiple weapons. I guess that's usually what makes a good team, and that's what they do. They got a number of guys they can turn to. It's not just one that you're focusing on. So kind of one of those games where everybody's got to be playing their sound position and doing your part to, in order to cover a team like this.
Yeah, no, Tegan does a great job of spreading the wealth. He's got a lot of weapons to do so with Birch, with Sears, with Hall, you know, with Newhart when he's healthy. That does an amazing job out there for him. They got Kankel in the backfield. That they're all experienced guys that are great athletes. A lot of them play, you know, kind of both sides of the ball because they're that special of kids. And, you know, you just got to be disciplined. Tegan does a great job. He doesn't make a ton of mistakes. That if he throws in that double coverage, if we're fortunate enough for that to happen, we got to make sure we're making the play. We're getting the pick. But his guys are really good at getting the ball. Sears is phenomenally fast. Hall is strong. He's fast. He's physical. You know, Birch there is an amazing athlete as well. That, you know, they have a lot of weapons. They use them really well. And their full pack's like 220 pounds, a downhill runner. That it's a tough team to defend, and that's just their offense. Let alone, I mean, their defense is giving up like nothing overall. So, you know, Swarfenden does a great job flying around. Gunnar Schmitz up front on both O-line and D-line is a phenomenal athlete for him. Beaker does an amazing job. You know, they're just overall really tough, physical, strong kids. Zane Bendorf's another one that, you know, they're really good athletes all the way around.
And when we talk more about that defensive side of the ball there for them, what's kind of be kind of what you're looking at there? What kind of base do they like to play?
They always play Coach Murtaugh's 4-4. It's kind of hybrided and changed to more of a 4-3, cover 2 or cover 4 look. And, you know, we're just going to do what we do. We're going to focus on us, and we're going to take what the defense gives us. So far, that's worked really well. You know, we're averaging up there with, I think, about 300 yards of offense on any given week. That we're going to try to focus on us and not get caught up in, you know, what Harlan does well, but try to do what we do well. We're going to spread the wealth around with our wide receivers. We're going to run the ball with zone. We're going to get Dante involved in the offense there a little bit more. It worked out well last week that we're just going to try to do what we do and, you know, focus on what we can control and try to do our job to the best of our abilities.
Well, and we already talked about, you know, an experienced quarterback that they have in their side. You've got a quarterback that's having a great season, too. Second in the state right now in passing yardage in the class for Caden Anderson. And he's got a number of guys that you like to try to get out there in space as well. And I think certainly this is one of those games where he's going to have to make those connections and hit some of those big plays in order to be able to take down a team like Harlan.
Yeah, you know, Colton Rasmussen's done a great job over there at X wide receiver for us. Carter Pellett, Jackson McLaren have done an amazing job. Jaden Prohl has been in the mix. You know, that those guys do a great job at wide receiver for us of getting open. Caden finds the open guy, and we're just going to try to take what the defense gives us. If they're playing press, I mean, you got to go deep. If they're playing deep, you got to go short. That we have to be disciplined in our play calling, and then the kids being disciplined with trusting the play call that, you know, if they're not letting us throw the deep ball, well we got to dink and dunk them. We got to make sure that we're completing those passes and executing. If they're playing press, then we're going to have to take a shot every once in a while. And then run the ball. You know, you open up the pass game by running. You suck those guys up. We need to stay on our blocks, stay engaged, run our feet, you know, and get on a man. That those guys are extremely physical and extremely fast across the board everywhere. That, you know, it's going to, if we have a negative play, we can't dwell on it. You know, we got to move on to the next play.
Well, and I would imagine in a game like this, it's usually the formula to get a team like this off of their pace a little bit is to make them uncomfortable early, do some things to make them uncomfortable, hopefully make some plays yourself early on in the game. You certainly would like to put some points up early, put the pressure on them, and then it's kind of, you know, hey, you just go out and keep doing your thing, guys, and enjoy it, play loose and have fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing with house money. We're super fortunate that we have a good football team that can do some things. You know, we're not going to focus on anybody else but ourselves on getting better, trying to do what we do. And, you know, they have a saying up there that you let the chips fall where they may, and the only play is the next play. It's a great motto. You know, we go out there and play our brand of football, and good things will happen. If we, you know, get frustrated, mad, upset at ourselves, you know, only bad things are going to happen with that.
Well, and I know this is obviously something that, you know, the team's not going to be concerned about and you're probably not real focused on either, but you're from Harlan. This is, I understand, a reunion year for you as well, so having some fun with some guys you know, I'm sure, talking about that. And your brother, of course, on the other sideline, that's always kind of special, I'm sure, when you get together. I guess, what does a game like this mean to you?
You know, we just want to go out and perform. You know, it's not about me. You know, some people talk about it and say this and that. You know, it's really about the kids. I talked to some friends from high school. It's our 10-year class reunion there that I'm feeling old, getting up there at 28. But, you know, I see my brother a lot, Max and Preston, my nephews, you know, sister-in-law, my parents will be there. But, you know, they're at a lot of games. I'm pretty fortunate. I have a good family. I have, you know, people that support me. On both sides of the fence there, opposing and, you know, in my corner, that I'm super fortunate, very lucky, very happy, you know, that all of my family can be there. My fiance is always there in the right colors in black and gold, you know, but we're working on the rest of the family there. And it's a great environment, great atmosphere. I'm just fortunate to be in the spot that I am.
Yeah, and this is, of course, always a game that's fun for both communities. You know, it's got its history as far as what I guess you would consider, you know, whatever, however one wants to term it, rivalry, whatever. But, there, you know, there have been some good battles between these two teams in the past, and it's certainly always intense when you go out there. Maybe, you know, one team has the upper hand more than the other once in a while, but it's always fun and effortful out there.
Yeah, you know, it's a game on our schedule we circle that – we need to get to the point that it's a game on their schedule that they circle. You know, I think it's been almost 17, 18 years since Atlantic has won. And that's what we want to get, is to get to that competitive part again, that we can make sure that we're the winning team, that we're at least in the game. And I think it starts this year, that we're going to try to do, you know, our best, that we got to put our best foot forward. And from here on out, that it's a game. Because right now, you know, I don't think it's a game they circle. You know, it's not something on their list like it used to be in the past. And that's our goal as a staff, and that's our goal, especially with these kids, that we want to make it a game. We want to make it competitive, and you take a shot at the best, you know, because you're the defending champs until you're not, that this is a game that they're going to get everybody's best shot. So we got to make sure that we're following in suit and we're in line, that we give them that best shot, you know, try to make it a game.
Well, and certainly you want to keep seeing improvement here from your team. You're at the point kind of getting to that midway and run downhill now here in district play. You want to see those steps going in the right direction here to set you up to feel good at the end of the season.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough stretch here. We had Ballard, ADM, Harlan that we said this is a gauntlet. This is some really good football teams that play really good football. Ballard's a physical downhill team. ADM is a fast, physical, lightning quick team. And then, you know, Harlan is, you know, the team that everybody shoots to beat. They're the class of the 3A for a reason, that you want to make sure that if you can compete with all these three teams that you're doing some stuff right. And, you know, our district is no short of great teams. You know, Creston's in there as well, that they're undefeated. They have a really tough game with ADM, and, you know, we'll see where they stack up as well as where we stack up. And we'll see what these top four teams are made of. And, you know, going forward, you just try to get better each week, like you said.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here this week, and we'll see you. Good luck here on Friday.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. That's going to do it for another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.